What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coming to the library is the only refuge I get from the chaos that reigns at home. Mom's new boyfriend is a complete jackass and is always opening his mouth and criticizing me at every turn. He is also slightly abusive to her. There's no hitting or anything like that, but he isn't soft with his words toward her. I wish she would just kick his ass to the curb, but she just can't find the strength to not have a man in her life. The library is quiet this afternoon. The staff has grown used to me, and the free internet connection allows me to do my homework and surf the web at the same time. One of the things I like about the library in this small town is that they don't have a lot of money or know-how to create a really secure internet. I am able to go to websites I probably never would be able to in a larger, more modern, and secure location. I found I can even log into the web using a VPN, a private server that masks my activities.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
And identity from prying eyes. Not that I'm doing anything illegal, but I do like poking around the dark web, and that was one place I don't want anyone knowing about my involvement. I'm doing a search in the Tor search engines, looking for websites that deal with inventions that haven't been made public. Most of these inventions are things that the government would swoop in and shut down if they got wind of them, or confiscate them. Other than that, they are pretty harmless. Like some kid trying to build a nuclear reactor in his bedroom, or some guy trying to figure out how to build a time machine. The kid has absolutely no source for the fuel for his reactor, and the other guy doesn't want to accept that time travel is against all laws of physics. But it is fun to read. I put in a search for time travel experiments and notice a link to a site that looks out of place. It appears to be a news site, not the usual thing you would see on the dark web. The part that caught my eye was the date under the link. It was 3 days from now. Obviously, it was a mistake by the site. I'm not sure why, but I clicked on the link and waited for the site to open. When it did, it looked like a text version of a regular news site, but from a news source I'd never heard of. Most of the stories were pretty ordinary, and the dates under their headlines appeared to be correct with today's date. But the story, which showed up in the search engine snippet, had that same date about 3 days in the future. That wasn't the only thing that I found intriguing. The story was about a woman that had been killed in her apartment, but the police were saying it wasn't an ordinary murder. It seemed as if a wild animal had gotten into her apartment and torn her to pieces. The story even had the day and dates wrong. It said the murder had occurred last night, Saturday, but today is only Wednesday. I looked at the story again, figuring that it had happened last week, but I hadn't heard anything about a murder like this in the past few days. If something like this had happened in this small city, the news wouldn't have escaped my ears. I read the story again and then began to think someone was playing an elaborate hoax. It was the only explanation, but why somebody would hoax a story like that was amazing to me. Some people can play some pretty sick jokes, and this appeared to be one of them. I looked at my phone and saw that I had less than an hour before the library closed, and I wanted to get my math homework finished before I go home. There was no way I'd be able to get it finished at home. Sunday morning came bright and early with the buzzing of my phone on my bedside table. It was only 7 in the morning and I had no reason to get up, so whoever was calling me and disturbing my lazy Sunday morning was about to get an earful. I look through my half-closed eyes at the display and see it's Jackie. Why she would be calling me this early on a Sunday was a mystery. "Hello," I grunted on the phone. "Mal, wake up, man. You remember that story you told me a couple days ago?" "What?" I said, still trying to shake the sleep from my head. "What story?" "The one about the woman that got killed here in town and looked like a wild animal had done it." "Oh, yeah," I said as I rolled onto my back. "Mal, she's dead. Just like you said." Sleep evaporated from my eyes instantly as I sat up in bed. "What do you mean she's dead?" "Just like you described it. Some woman who lives about 3 blocks from your house." "Oh, shit. You haven't told anyone what I told you, have you? Someone like your dad?" "No, Mal, why?" "Because if the police found out I knew about this before it happened, they would be looking very closely at me as a suspect." I heard Jackie giggle on the other end of the call. "You didn't kill her, did you?" "Good God, no. What kind of person do you think I am?" "I'm just yanking your chain." "Hey, I'm gonna have to call you back. I need to find a paper or watch the news." "Okay, call me later." After logging on, I go to the website for the local newspaper and the main story is about a murder. And even though I don't have the dark web story in front of me, I'm pretty sure it's the same story, word for word. It's Sunday and the library is closed. I have no other place to log into the dark web and can't chance it here at the house. The best I'm going to be able to do is to get up early tomorrow and get to the library when they open. I'll have about an hour before I must leave and head for school. Reading through the story again, it was so surreal to me. How could I possibly see a story about a murder that wasn't going to occur until 3 days later? The hairs on the back of my neck stood up, telling me the answers to that question were probably best left alone. Monday morning couldn't come soon enough for me, and now I'm sitting in my usual spot, in the dark, back corner of the library. But I'm not alone this time. Jackie is sitting in a chair next to me, watching as I log into the dark web and begin moving toward the news site I'd seen a few days earlier. Before I pull the site up, I look at her and ask, "You sure you want to see this?" "Yes, it's probably going to be nothing. What are the chances there will be another story about something happening in the future?" She had a point. I clicked the link and the same news site opened. The third headline dealt with the murder, but now it was current, or even past news. It happened a couple of days ago, so it was moving down on the front page in order of importance. I was about to click on the story link to see if anything had changed in the story, but Jackie gasped, and this made me look. The story was dated for Wednesday night, this coming Wednesday, not last week. The headline read, "Serial Killer Strikes Again." One thing I did not want to do was click the link, but it was clear I had to. My fingers trembled and I moved the mouse to the link and was about to press the button, but Jackie reached over and put her hand on mine. "Do we really want to see this?" she asked. I pulled my hand away from the mouse and looked at her. "I don't know, Jackie. The other day I thought this was just a joke or a hoax, but now, obviously it's not. But what could it be?" I just shook my head. I had no idea what we were looking at. "Maybe the killer works at this news site," she said, "and they're planning the stories." "That might be true, but I can't believe I'm the only one seeing these stories. There must be a lot of other people seeing this, and someone would call the cops." "It's the dark web, Mal. Some of the sick people that slither around in here live for this kind of thing. Like me." "I didn't mean you. I know, and you're right. There are a lot of people moving around the dark web I wouldn't want to know in real life." She looked back at the screen and shook her head. "We have to look at it." "Are you sure?" I asked. "Yes, though it scares me." "Me too," I said as I clicked the link. The story opened and we began reading. It told of an old man living by himself in the eastern part of the city that was attacked and killed in his home. Much like the other murder, he had been torn apart just like the woman had been. The police had no leads and now the city was terrified that some new serial killer was on the loose. "Look here, just under the headline." I looked, and it said the story had been viewed by over 100 subscribers. That answered the question of whether we were the only ones that knew of this. "We have to tell someone about this," she said. "But who? Anyone we tell will just think we're crazy. You're forgetting the most obvious person to tell." It took me only a second to realize who she was talking about. I almost felt like slapping myself upside the head when it dawned on me. She pulled her phone from her purse and dialed, switched it to speaker mode, but turned it down so we were the only ones who could hear it. Smithville Police Department, how may I direct your call?
I need to speak to Detective Miller.
Hold, please. This is Detective Miller.
Daddy, it's Jackie.
Hey, what's up, Pumpkin?
I need you to come to the library. Mal and I have something you need to see.
I guess he could tell from her voice that this was something serious, because all he said was that he'd be right there. It only took him 10 minutes to get there because the library is only a couple blocks from the police station. I think he even walked here. When he found us in the back of the library, he pulled up a chair and asked, "What's up, kiddos?" Jackie pointed at the screen and he leaned in to read the story. Is this some kind of joke?
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Sir, I said, I wish it was. You noticed the date, right? Yeah, a couple days from now. He reached into his pocket and pulled out his smartphone and took a picture of the screen, and then made sure to zoom in on the name of the victim and his address. I don't know what this is about, but I intend to find out, he said. Sounds like someone is playing a joke here, and because of what happened to that woman the other night, I don't like it.
Tell him, Mal, said Jackie.
He looked at his daughter, and then at me. Tell me what? I swallowed my fear, not because I felt concerned, but because I could see he thought this was still a joke, and I didn't want him leaving and not taking it seriously.
Sir, that woman that died the other night, I read a story just like this last Wednesday.
You did? You read a story like this 3 days before she was killed?
Yes, sir.
And I thought it was a joke too, until I saw the news yesterday and realized it wasn't. I lowered my head and looked at the floor. I realized if I had said something earlier, that woman might still be alive.
I could have saved her, I said softly.
I felt her dad's hand on my shoulder and he squeezed it. You did nothing wrong here, Malcolm. How could you know it was real? But now I need to figure out a way to keep this man safe and catch the bastard who's doing this. He stood up, leaned over, and kissed Jackie on the cheek. Be safe, young lady. I'm going to work.
Okay, Daddy. Catch this person.
You know I will. We watched as he walked away and turned around one of the stacks and was gone. Jackie looked at her phone and said,
I hate to say this, but we have to go or we'll be late for school.
School? Who could possibly think about school right now? I packed up my laptop into my bag, and we left the library. When we reached the bottom of the steps in front of the library, we could see her dad walking quickly toward the station. Jackie snaked her arm through mine and said, Come on, he'll catch the killer, but we still need to go to school. I don't think I have ever experienced a day in school that felt longer than this one, or the next day. Wednesday came and went. Jackie's dad got to the victim's house early in the afternoon and hid himself in one of the back bedrooms. Unmarked police cars were less than a minute away, around 8 in the evening. The detective heard some glass breaking in the bedroom next to where he was, and he waited until he heard someone come out of the room and start down the hallway. Whoever it was, they were trying to move as quietly as possible, and when they passed the other bedroom, heading for the living room, Jackie's dad slipped out of his hiding spot and followed the guy. When he stepped up behind the killer, he pressed his gun against the back of the guy's head and told him it was over and not to bother looking for the old man because he hadn't been in the house for hours. This guy had come to the house fully prepared to do what he had planned. He had a backpack full of knives and cleavers. He was dressed in black from head to toe, including the standard black ski mask that bad guys like to wear. When he felt the gun against the back of his head, the guy started laughing and said, You really think this is over? It's just getting started. Jackie's dad called in the backup, and within a minute, they had the guy down and handcuffed, ready to take away.
when they pulled the ski mask off his face. They saw he was just some punk they had dealt with before. He liked to cause minor mayhem, but nothing that came anywhere close to murder. The whole time they were dealing with him, from when they cuffed him until they stuffed him in the back of a patrol car, he never stopped laughing. Where was I during all this? Right now, I'm sitting in the library watching the computer screen. I want to see the story change or disappear altogether. Jackie is at home, praying like she always does for her daddy to make it home safe. For some reason tonight, she felt the need to put in some extra time asking heaven for a favor. My phone chimed and it's a text message from her dad saying they caught the guy and it was over. Breathing a sigh of relief, I sat back in the chair and rubbed my eyes. Thank God, as I sat there with my eyes closed, I heard a chime from my laptop. There was a text box in the middle of the screen. Do you really think it would be that easy to catch me? You should have just sat back and watched like all the others. But you decided to do more than watch. Well, watch this. The story on the screen began to change. Word by word, sentence by sentence, the story rewrote itself. No longer did it have anything to do with the old man and his murder. When it finished changing, I was horrified at what I saw. I snatched at my phone and dialed a detective's number and almost felt like screaming with each ring. Finally, after a few seconds, he answered, "Hey, Malcolm, thanks for helping us." "Sir, the story changed." "What does it say now?" "Sir, it's Jackie."
It was only by sheer chance that one day while at college, a friend of mine suggested checking out the dark web. See if they could come up with any suggestions on how to unwind.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Little did I know that the dark web itself would become my coping mechanism. The anonymity gave me a thrill I'd never felt before. I needed to ride this out and see where it took me. I started light. I searched a few message boards, which were pretty vanilla, but then a comment caught my eye. It was on a post from a supposedly spurned lover who wanted to exact revenge on someone. Amongst the usual comments of "have a go, hitman," and offers to hack their personal computers, one comment stood out. It read, "You can try your luck with any of these, but if you really want to get back at them, really want to hurt them in ways they will just know it was from you, click here. I'll be waiting." Out of curiosity, I clicked the link. The screen went black to begin with, and just as I was about to give up hope, I noticed a very small, almost unnoticeable blinking dot in the bottom corner of the screen. I hovered over the dot and clicked it. A new message board sprang to life on the screen, but this one was different. I can't quite explain it, but I could almost instantly tell that this was the real deal. I skimmed a few of the messages posted. It ranged from people placing bids on executing someone right through to people offering insane amounts of money for adoption without the legal work. Over the next 2 weeks, I spent hours upon hours every night scrolling through the new message board. Every time I refreshed the screen, there were several new messages pinned. I was surprised how many people were on here, considering the links it took to get on here. I began replying to messages with silly replies that would probably only entertain me. But with the feeling of being completely anonymous, I soon found myself feeling braver each time, replying to a few of the more hardcore posts. And that's when I saw it. A post from a hitman for hire in my area looking for work. Without thinking, I messaged him. I had to see if he was the real deal. I made up a story about my neighbor and some rumors that were flying around, and that he needed to be off the streets. It took a while for the guy to reply, but instead of replying in the normal way like everyone else had before him, Notepad on my computer opened up on its own, and I watched in sheer terror as it began to type on its own. Somehow he had gained control of my computer and was now typing on a completely unattached program. I suppose to show his authenticity, but whatever the reason, it certainly did the trick of scaring me. Out of panic, I turned off the monitor and sat there in silence. The monitor came back on with a simple message typed out on notepad.
Are you still there? Do you still want him removed? My fee is $15,000 for the first one, then I charge depending on circumstance.
I sat, open-mouthed, staring at the screen. The next message that popped up made my blood run cold.
I can be at the address within the hour. I'm only a few blocks away.
I hadn't told him the address yet. How in the hell did he know where I was? I frantically typed that I wanted to back out, that I wanted to deal with it another way, but he insisted. He dismissed my plea with a simple message saying,
"See you soon."
I dove at the light switch, plunging my room into darkness. From there, I made my way across to the window and partially opened the curtains, peering out into the moonlit street. I barely took in a breath for fear of making too much noise. After what seemed like an eternity, a blacked-out old Pontiac made its way into our street. We're fortunate enough to live in a cul-de-sac, which meant any car that came down here was rarely here without purpose. It drove silently, then effortlessly it came to a stop, no more than three houses away from my house, and directly opposite my house, the intended target. A light was on in the downstairs back room. I suspect someone must have came downstairs for a drink, perhaps. I hadn't even given it a second thought to the people who lived across the road. In the throes of conversation with the hitman, I had just loosely described their house and mentioned they lived opposite me. Not for one moment had I taken into consideration the two teenagers who lived there, let alone the mother and father, who were actually really nice people. What had I done?
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I was snapped out of my self-pitying spiral when the Pontiac's door opened and out stepped a man in what appeared to be overalls, dark green overalls covered in what looked like muddy stains from here. My heart leapt into my throat as he turned his head towards my window, held my stare for a moment, then began striding towards the neighbor's house. I watched in utter disbelief as he made his way inside. By now, the light in the back room had been turned off, followed by the stairs light momentarily being turned on, then off again, as the unknown neighbor presumably made it back to bed. A light in the back bedroom came on, then a light in the third bedroom followed. A few seconds later, the master bedroom light came on. I could see silhouettes thrash around in panic. The stairs light came on again, and then the kitchen light. The front door opened. Out crawled the remaining teen, drenched in blood. The man appeared in the doorway. As the teen crawled along the driveway, he stalked a few steps behind, enjoying his handiwork. With a swift blow, the teen was no more. He stood and looked in my direction again. He put his hand in his pocket and pulled out a smartphone. My computer screen sprang into life again as a message appeared on notepad.
Money by morning, or I'll be paying you a visit next.
I should have stayed off the dark web.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.